This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with George Stelluto, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra, and Gary Roberts, President of Bradley University. They're here today to tell us more about the opening concert of the orchestra's historic 120th season and the special partnership with Bradley University. Gentlemen, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
So this is a historic season, 120 years. George, can you take us back in time and tell us a little bit about how the symphony started and the relationship that really from the beginning has been a part of Bradley University?
Yeah, it's actually a wonderful story because I guess in 1897, Harold Plow was a faculty member at Bradley, and Bradley was just founded. Was it called Technical College, I think?
Yeah, Bradley Polytechnic Institute or something like that.
And it had just been started, and he was a faculty member there, and he wanted to start an orchestra. And so it originally started as the Bradley Symphony Orchestra, and it continued through the years in different under different names and finally settled on Peoria Symphony Orchestra. So that was 120 years ago. And I've said this many times this week and other times I talk about this, that you know that a community founded an orchestra and a university all in the same year speaks volumes of their commitment to intellectual pursuits and culture and things like that. And this was also part of a trend. I went back and looked at other orchestras around the world that were founded around that time. And so, you know, they were joining cities like Berlin because the Berlin Philharmonic was started not too much earlier than Peoria and Chicago. Chicago was only 8 years earlier than Peoria. So, you know, this was all part of a we want this quality in our lives. And so I just think that's fantastic.
And even today, that relationship still persists. I mean, I can think of probably a half a dozen faculty members at Bradley University who perform in the symphony. So that relationship persists.
Including the concertmaster of the PSO. I've just been reading up on this recently as well. The orchestra was the Bradley Orchestra for 19 years. Hmm. And then in 1916, they went out and formed their own separate nonprofit corporation and became the Peoria Symphony Orchestra. But over the years, they've maintained a very close relationship. Bradley faculty play in the orchestra. Orchestra members come and fill in it in our music classes and perform concerts on our campus quite frequently. So it's a very close symbiotic relationship, and it's one that I know Bradley people treasure.
I love that you've titled this concert Reflections. Talk a little bit about how attendees will see the reflection of the relationship between Bradley and the Peoria Symphony.
Yeah, well, we wanted to take the first concert. I call this whole season that I say that we're honoring our past, embracing our future. So it's a season that has both a lot of reflection on the accomplishments and the history of the orchestra, but also some new things that we've never done. So this is exciting for us. So I wanted to try to find as many tie-ins with anniversaries around the world, around the country, and around the community here. So of course we have the Bradley's 120th year, which we share. The program features the Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1, which Brahms died in 1897. So that's the era. I mean, you know, Johannes Brahms was alive the year that Bradley and the Peoria Symphony were founded. We had nothing to do with his death.
as far as we know.
Yeah. And then we're opening with the Candide Overture by Leonard Bernstein. And 1718 begins the 100th anniversary of Leonard Bernstein's birth. So, you know, there's a lot of neat little co-anniversaries that are going on. And to celebrate that even more, we're ending with a piece called Pictures at an Exhibition by Mussorgsky. And this is a really interesting thing because it kind of underscores the arts in Peoria. So Mussorgsky had a friend named Victor Hartmann who saw some of his paintings, and he inspired him to do a whole set of pieces of music that he called Pictures at an Exhibition. Well, most of those have been lost. There's only about five or six that are around. But on the flip side, there have been many, many artists that have been inspired by Mussorgsky's music to do artworks. So we are featuring artworks from around the world based on Pictures at an Exhibition or the subject matter. Bradley University art collection works that resonate with that, and some local artists that have also painted some, as I say, paintings that resonate with the movements, including this unknown artist who just moved to town, Donna Carr Roberts, President Roberts' wife.
I was going to take my president's hat off and put my husband hat on and brag about her. She's out in California right now at a workshop, but she worked very hard on doing a portrait of Masarsky himself.
Yes.
He looks like a mad Russian. Yes, I guess he was. And she's painted the Great Gates, because the last part
piece
of the of the pictures in the exhibition are the Great Gates of Kiev, and the Great Gates Donna's painted are the Great Gates of Alexander's Garden in Moscow.
Yeah.
But they look pretty much the same.
Right.
They're great gates. So.
Right. And I understand she snuck your dog in there, too.
Oh, she, yeah.
Into the painting.
If you look at that painting, there's a little dog walking through the gate gates, and that's our scamp. But, and then she's done another painting of a cathedral, an Eastern Orthodox
yes,
cathedral,
right.
which is
yeah.
patterned after St. Basil's in,
right.
in Moscow. But it, again, is consistent with the theme of the music. And then she's organized this art project on our campus, which has uncovered all the paintings
right.
that the symphony has selected
yeah.
That will be exhibited.
So
I guess you've got a slideshow that's going
I've
to
got
be.
A slideshow that goes with it. So during the Pictures at an Exhibition, on two screens above the orchestra on the sides, we will be showing 189 images that go with, you know, each movement has a certain number. And it's fascinating because I also decided to include photographs of subject matter around the world and around town that resonate with this subject matter. So, you know, there's one of the movements called Catacombs. And, you know, you may see a slide from the mausoleum and in Peoria. One of the movements is called The Market at Limoges, France. And, you know, so there's a painting in there of the market at the riverfront in Peoria. So my idea was that I want people to see both how music and the arts resonate with each other, but also that we have these things here. We have the old castle. We mm-hmm. have the marketplace. We have gardens. And you can look at your local surroundings with the, how did I say, with the imagining what musicians see and artists hear when they look at their world every day. And I'm excited also because you can literally go down and spend some time at the arts festival downtown in the afternoon. You can go out and have a nice dinner, and then you can come to the symphony concert and see more art and hear more art.
We should also note that there is a reception following the concert. It's sort of the orchestra throwing a birthday party for itself. Can you
yes.
tell us a little bit about what's on
yeah,
tap?
Yeah, well, we'll have a band there. And we started this last year in February at our romance concert. And we decided, you know, let's keep everybody around for a while. And so we had a nice band in the lobby. And, you know, probably 200, 250 people stayed, including our guest artist, and danced. And, you know, the bar was open. And we just had a good time. So we thought this would be a great birthday party for everybody in Peoria, because it's not just our birthday, it's Bradley's birthday and, in a sense, an important birthday for Peoria.
George, you often talk about the effects that music has on the brain, and I know mm-hmm. that's something that you're very, very passionate about. Looking at this season of Reflections, there's a lot of visual components that are part of this season. You have the slideshow with Mazursky, you also have the feature film La La Land.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about the relationship that having multiple sources of art, what that does on you? Does it help you experience music in a more intimate fashion? What's the tie-in there?
Well, we're a visual world, obviously, and I think that short of seeing a movie where the music is supposed to enhance the emotional, dramatic content of what you're seeing visually, the suggestion of visual stimuli, if you will, while you're listening to music can help you then to wander into your own thoughts about things. And I'm always interested in that and in kind of inspiring people to find themselves in the music. And that's, you know, one of the reasons that I wanted to include some familiar scenes in this presentation.
As we've noted, Gary, your wife has contributed some paintings of hers to the exhibit in the lobby. Are these pieces that she created for this show, or are these things that she had painted previously?
No, I think she did create them for this show. They may have been on her radar screen, but she would not have painted a portrait of Mussorgsky without the show being coming up. And also the Great Gates painting was something that was stimulated by the concert. So I doubt she would have done either of those if she probably would have done the cathedral. I think that would have been one that she would have liked to have done. But even that, I think, was done primarily because of the concert. Yeah.
And I was actually really pleased that she was so excited to do these things. And in the lobby, we will also have a little gallery with some of the original artworks that are coming from the Bradley collection, as well as Donna's. And you'll be able to we'll have a little bit of a art gallery in the lobby where you can look at these things and some slides on the artists themselves so you can read about them.
And everyone should appreciate them because our insurer wasn't happy about our letting these paintings go downtown. But we cut through the bureaucracy and we got them all down there. But I think it'll be a really great evening.
Yeah.
Obviously, the concert is something of a collaboration between the symphony and the university. And I understand you've also got a group of Bradley students coming to the concert.
Yes. The director of our honors program at Bradley is also a music professor, Kyle DeZappo. She's a flutist or a flautist or however you pronounce it.
She used to be our principal flute.
But she's organizing a group of honors students, and I think there's quite a number of them that are going to be coming down to the symphony. And one of them is going to be sitting next to me using Donna's ticket since she will still be in California at her art workshop. But we're excited to have our students come down. And Donna's been trying to organize groups for all the concerts, trying to find people who will sponsor groups of students to go down to the concerts because of the connection there between music and our music majors and in the Peoria Symphony Orchestra. So we're trying to bolster your attendance as well.
Well, we really appreciate that, and I just want to give a formal thanks to Bradley and to President Roberts and Donna for their help with this collaboration and their support of the symphony, and I just couldn't say enough about that. It's just really fantastic.
We've been talking with George Stiluto, conductor of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra, and with Gary Roberts, president of Bradley University. The PSO opens its 120th season with a concert tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Also this weekend, you won't want to miss the 55th annual Peoria Fine Art Fair from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday at the Peoria Riverfront. In addition to enjoying the works of scores of artists, the event features a community mural, a kids' art festival, local musicians, and a VIP lounge. For more information, visit www.peoriaartguild.org. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio on our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.